Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? I'd like to welcome you back to the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. Just want to thank you all for bearing with us. We had a few technical difficulties before I got started, but we do thank you all for the constant, continued support that you guys give us. We cannot do this without you. First and foremost, can't do it without God, but we can't do it without you either. And one thing I've learned, whenever there are difficulties, it's going to be awesome. So I claim it's going to be an awesome night tonight, that somebody will be touched, that we will continue to grow, this will continue to grow, and we'll make a movement when it comes to whatever your God-given talents are, whether it's on stage or off stage, that we grow within and just keep pushing. Again, I just want to give a big shout-out to the Boom Boom Room for making an appearance on a regular basis at the Lyrical Cypher. You guys rock. You are off the chain. The continuous writing, just doing your thing. Just keep doing it. Keep writing, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Whatever it is that you're doing, just keep doing what you do best. All right, you guys. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and slide into the first round of the Lyrical Cypher. But before I do that, there is a show that we are having, and we are creating awareness. We're promoting awareness about the violence that's going on in our communities. We've got a lot of things going on in our communities, and it's not just here in Kinston. It's all over the world. Kids killing kids. Just so much violence and negativity, and I want to just bring that positive energy back and show the kids that there's another way. There's another way to handle stress. There's another way to handle, you know, beefs or whatever. You know, you don't always have to beef. You're not always going to get along, but we're trying to find a way to promote and promote awareness and promote some positive energy. And we actually have a show called Self Destruction. We got three major celebrity international artists that are coming from all over the world. We got Georgia Me. Her name is Tamika Georgia Me on Facebook, and she has the Tamika Festival, and she's starting it here with us in Kinston, North Carolina, April 30th. The Tamika Festival starts with us. This is a historic moment you do not want to miss. We've got Carlos Robeson, who just opened up for Bernie Sanders, going to be in the building. He has been all over the world performing. Dasana Hanu, who's at Harvard right now, he's doing the Nazir Jones fellowship at Harvard. Who would have thought? Slam Coach, who's been all over the world from Durham, North Carolina, is at Harvard right now studying about hip hop and you know, the originality and what it's all about. It's not about the negative things that we're hearing now. It's not like that at all. You know, a lot of people don't know rap is rhythm and poetry. It's an acronym. And you know, we need teachers. We need people who are coming, you know, from different angles and different walks of life to bring you that energy. And I'm proud to say all three of them went to Versus and Flow. that's one place I want to go one day. I hope and pray that happens. But if it doesn't, I'm just thankful to know them as well. So, first round of Lyrical Cypher, why not start it out with Dishonor Hunter?
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. It was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
My poetry spaces in your mind. My poems that I'm helping you find. A love, and it's one of a kind. Yeah, it's one of a kind.
Lessons of a remedy. My poetry is, and it can be, a sample of a sample of a grain of salt, seasoned in many seasons of love, places that we go beyond just our four corners. Love is a sample of what poetry can use, an instrumentation never to abuse, while I infuse liquid sensations of how my muse seep between your ear hole, giving you so much soul. I'm so bold. Anatomy, filling all your cavities. This is a shakedown. I make rounds, so get down and listen to my poetry.
My poetry spaces in your mind. My poems that I'm helping you find. A love, and it's one of a kind. Yeah, it's one of a kind. Spaces in your mind. My poems that I'm helping you find. A love, and it's one of a kind. Yeah, it's one of a kind.
A day of reckoning, a day of learning, about yourself, learning words as it gravitates towards your soul and push you out as it push you back in. It's like a black hole, but realization of what's been told and what's been learned and what you feel in the deal. Sometimes the cards wasn't dealt right, but blackjack, this is how we feeling. You know how we do it. Listen to healing, a poetry revealing premise of what we own in our mind. Our soul is divine. It's what's given by God. So we should use it and we should explore it and we should let it all out and let His love reign forever. This is what poetry, when
my
we
poetry
know.
Spaces in your mind, my poetry that I'm helping you find,
my poetry,
and it's one of a kind,
my
yeah, it's one of a kind.
My poetry,
spaces in your mind,
my poetry,
that I'm helping you find,
my poetry,
a love, and it's one of a kind,
my poetry,
yeah, it's one of a kind,
my poetry,
spaces in your mind,
my poetry,
that I'm helping you find,
my poetry,
a love, and it's one of a kind, yeah, it's one of a kind,
my poetry,
spaces in your mind,
my poetry,
that I'm helping you find,
checking to see where my head has been, and I've been apologizing to some people, some bridges I needed to mend. And I've been eating more cream, get my body out the line. Oh, I'm gonna be super fine. And I've been letting some old ideals go. I'm making room for my life to grow. I just wanna be free. Hey, yeah.
I just wanna be free.
Getting myself ready for what's coming for me, yeah, yeah. I just wanna be
free,
baby. Hear me now. I've been getting recipes off the internet. Be paying. I realize they're only good when I put my love spices all up in the rising. I've been enjoying people who love each other, husband and wife, sister and brother, father and mother. I let the queen inside, I let her shine. I've been listening for God more. I've been doing my show.
Coming to me, guys. when I see him at the end of the aisle, with that true heart and that real smile. Intentions pure, a love that will endure. I just want to be prepared. I'm getting myself together for what's coming to me. I just want to be prepared. I love the fragrance of your voice. You're the color of loyal. My favorite sound is your smile. I'm intoxicated with joyful. Oh, I am moved by you. Oh, I am moved by you.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I know that I have. We had a lot of artists online. I enjoyed that joint by Jill Scott, Prepared. And the cover song, Moved by You, that was actually Lovely Heart, which is my sister right there in Indiana. She was singing that, and she sent the track in for anybody. I played that track because I want you guys to hear that you can send your tracks in. Send your tracks in at the Lyrical Cypher. It's lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Please send those tracks in so I can make sure they're clean tracks. You know, I need the radio version, and we will play it for you, most definitely. And I'll put it in a rotation because I'm all about support, and I want to support what you're doing, your gift, and all that you have going on. Also, I'm about to open up the open mic lines, and I'm just going to do some speaking to you guys if you want to. If you guys are not fond of that, you don't have to say anything, but I will unmute you, say what's up, keep it pushing. If you just want to give a shout-out to anybody, please feel free to do so. Let us know what you got going in your community so we can support you as well. Also, I have the chat open for anybody that wants to chat with the Lyrical Cypher. The chat is open for anybody online. Just hit me up. Just go to Blog Talk, type in the Lyrical Cypher, and we can chat back and forth as we're, you can let me know, give me some feedback on the show. What you like about it, you just click on the flash chat, select this the Lyrical Cypher show, and even if you're listening right now, you can get on your computer, and we can chat back and forth. And let me know if you hear some tracks that you like, let me know, and I'll play some. If you know some tracks, let me know so we can actually get those artists online. I would actually have to have those artists send me their tracks. That you want me to play. So, I'm going to open mic lines too. We got Truth in the building. What's up, Truth?
What's going on?
Not much. I know you got something for us tonight, don't you?
Yeah. To see what my spirit's going to conjure up. Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
There's something within my mind. You see, my life is moving on to a greater place. Great man's prophecy. This is the strength that has come to me. See, there's a dead man's situation. See, the city is crying out. Dead man's violence coming within great things and seeing the city. The city is crying. Violence has overflooded my streets, and my young people are running wild and rampant with rampage. You see, the trials and tribulations that overcome their souls continue to not be made whole with unorthodox meaning. A dead man seeking his own vengeance. You see, my city is crying. I continue to live and lie. Never dead man's in vain. See, I understand that they're not understanding the properties, great man's prophecies, the great things that's come from them, the great things that's needed from them. My city is crying. You see, I sit and watch a board in the news, and I see black men shot and white men being accused of great men things. My city is crying. All I can do is lend a helping hand, a ear, and a voice for people to understand. The great man's a prophecy, prophetically speaking. You see, still, my city is crying. All I can do is sit and watch and wonder and think about what can I do to save them. Can I lend a great ear or voice and will they hear me out? Oh, the horns of great voice and see like a trumpet blowing in the midst of great man's jungle, not crying out for some dumb, stupid entity the dead man's not understanding. You see, my city is crying. Rah, truth.
You better roar.
Jesus Christ.
And that is so true. Our city is crying, and we need that.
Yeah.
We need create awareness, most definitely. And
yeah.
I appreciate you, Truth. A lot of people don't know you are my street team manager with Illusions and also a part of the Lyrical Cypher team. So he's a part of Illusions and the Lyrical Cypher. We're all connected, all together. So just want to thank you and pay homage to you. You've grown so much throughout the years. We both have. And just keep doing you. It's going to be bigger and better. Watch.
Yes.
For both of us. Oh, it's coming. That's coming. All right, everybody. That was true. You can find them on. Can you tell them how they can find you?
I think you can reach me through Facebook, DeAndre Heath, Truth. You know, just hit me up right there. And
okay.
Inbox, whatever. And we can talk about anything.
Yes,
problems, spiritual guidance, some prayer, whatever they need. I'm there.
That's what's up. We need that in our world. All right, everybody,
all right.
That was true. All right, I got JD in the building. What's up, JD?
What's up, John? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I can't complain.
That's what I'm talking about.
I want to do a shout out to the Boom Boom Room.
Oh, that's what's up. Boom Boom Room in the building.
I try something. What happened to the days of the sandbox, the monkey bars, and the swings? We transformed to the days of junior high up into the high school, always saying I'd be glad when I turn 18 so I could be on my own. Always remembering the words, take your time, young man, don't you rush to get old. Now look at me, I'm much older, wishing I was back being a kid again.
Back in the days when I was younger, not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Get it? I like that. That's a song came to my head.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's up. Everybody, JD, can you tell them how they can link up with you and link up with the Boom Boom?
They can link up with me on Facebook or if they have any questions about the Boom Boom Room, just hit Jimmy Dudley up, and I answer all the questions.
That's what's up. So are you the person who's running the Boom Boom Room?
No, I'm part of the admin team.
Got you. All right, everybody, Boom Boom Room in the building. All right, that was JD for everybody, Jimmy Dudley. Check him out on Facebook. I appreciate the love. I just want to give you a shout-out before I get off this line with you. This dude is a powerful dude. He knows how to connect people, and he's been sending so many people to us. I just like to pay homage for homage is due. I know I tell you all the time through inboxing, thank you. But I just want to just thank you online and on air for all that you do and for believing in the Lyrical Cypher and believing in me. And I believe in you, and I know you're going to be an author soon. You are great with management, and you're great with being a leader. So just keep doing what you do and keep writing because you touch lives.
I appreciate that.
Anytime. Thank you. All right, everybody. I got a 919 on the line. Just want to give a shout-out to you, 919, first digits 34. What's up? This is China.
Hey, this is Anthony, Amp Olson.
Uh-oh, we got the poets in the building. What's up, poets?
Hey, I got a selection to share.
Oh, okay. Let's get it.
All right, this is entitled Slave to the Rhythm, Part 2. What it is it just talks about rhythms that you go through and that tells you captive, and then you just got yourself free and you've seen the truth behind them. And this is Slave to Rhythm Part 2. Lonely lately, I've been a slave to so many rhythms. Had me caught pounding the glass walls of a triangular prison. Claustrophobic, I still persevere yet, trying to break free, to loosen these chains and attachments to rhythms. Rhythms of trying to please the ease and care so much, the pleasures, wrong validations of intimacy, rhythms of insomnia in my dreams at night, the self-destruction on the inside, following the trend of fervency so I can't stop, apologizing for being real, successful to be consistent and spiritually sound, to reveal to folks all my differences, but can't simply stand nothing I'm about. They only fathom the ugly, the weird, the stupid, the unlikely, missing pieces, rhythms of the incomplete. Why am I about this and that, a confusing story, and worse, like I'm having to close up exit wounds. Rhythms disperse my conscience into a maze of shapes and patterns, encapsulating what class I have to emulate on a bougie image. How dare they, I say, only giving them pieces of the real me, kindness, tranquility, and respect. I train their minds to see. Be that as it may, I can't be the only one suffering like this. Yet why I'm so emotional, my own heart taking this nonsense, yet beating me to the door, so fragile to these rhythms. I have to let you know. In spite of the little enemy creeping in from behind on my shoulder, telling me you can't leave, they don't quite know you yet. Oh, really? Only until I start acting brand new. Not because of disliking these men, but I've already seen the portrayal with binocular vision written all over you. Why, I ask, people are shapes and patterns that zigzag through a maze, finding no exit. No use wasting any dollars and cents on deceiving mystical so-called differences. Common sense was right there, but I guess integrity, substance, eternity got costly. Becoming a life-deferred society, desolate, eclipsed, dark, away from the greatness. Rhythms are like rings. They fit one of a kind, yet all birds of a flock. They fly hating and preponderance, ignorance, steady being the same. Rhythms that relinquish, quench, uninspired, don't influence, cause pride and leave passion, alien pain, hungering significance, leaving meekness and self-control thirsty. Not to see the slavery I've been through, fighting to overcome the misery that misdirected me into these rhythms. Truth to me, once upon a time, made no sound. Humility taught me to dug and dig a myriad of lives in the ground. While the self was trampled and stayed hatred at its post, now we loathe the principle of authority, yet praise the profane. The journey towards truth are no longer obliged to take respect. I guess that's insane. Rhythms that leverage what freedom and rule we only have to place them in spheres of mundane chaos. Rhythms and entourages of marauding terror and havoc, as if battling against 600 Philistines like David, who would want to assassinate me forever. Now study these ingredients and rhythms before I ever again feed them to my soul. Ever again to let them lay down close to my heart. I belong in a winner's circle because these rhythms can't shake or hold me cowardly and weak, losing sleep. Because I've learned that forgiveness makes them obsolete. These have been the lessons learned while being a slave to a rhythm.
Wow. That was deep, Poetess. What inspired that piece?
Oh, what did you say? I'm sorry.
You said what now? I didn't hear you.
I didn't hear what you said first.
I said, wow. I said, that was very deep. I said, I like that piece. I said, what inspired it? You to write it?
I just had some personal things I was dealing with at work, and you know, some people and things they think and say, and it's been like one of those things that, you know, come and go, you know, through different times in my life, and then, you know, you get grown, and then, you know, some of the things still try to come back, and then you overcome them, and sometimes they have you to take it to heart sometimes.
Right.
Because people have a hard time understanding you, liking you, and dealing with you anyway, you know, for some reason. And
exactly.
It just inspired me just to open myself up to, you know, showing people the real me.
Exactly. And the reason I ask that, you know, from time to time I ask about different pieces because that piece really touched me because I thought about people prejudging others all the time, and I deal with that all the time. You know, and I could walk in a room and, like, I get along. I've always had more male friends and female friends, and it wasn't my choice. It just happened that way. but a lot of females would automatically not like me, and I hadn't done anything to them. And so, you know, some people just, you know, in any case, don't like different. You know, I even had that in relationships. I'm, you know, in my own version, eccentric. I like different things. I barely watch television. You know, it's just like I do different things. I write, I draw, I paint. I love all styles of music, you know, but I'm giving it as an example because some people are afraid of different, but they won't even take time to get to know it. So I just ask you that because I understand. I can't understand from your point of view, but I can understand from mine.
Okay.
All right. So can you tell everybody how they can link up with you?
They can connect with me as Anthony Tyus on Facebook. I'm on Instagram at Tyus Anthony. I have a recently, May 2015, published ebook entitled Rap for Disrupted Purity, available on store.blurb.com, Barnes & Noble, for $11.99 for PDF download. You can see some of my samples on my fan page on Facebook. If you just type it in, it'll pop right up. And it has the cover,
right,
you know, page of the book for the page. And I'll post some later samples outside of the book, you know, there because I was trying to brand that and list that as being like the central theme for all of what my poetry is. And I'm on LinkedIn as Anthony Tyus as well. So there's all kinds of social media out there that you can see, but I use those as like my most frequent one to communicate and stay online with everybody.
Right. Well, we appreciate you most definitely staying online. And if you have another track, we'll be bringing you back after the next round.
Oh,
and
I have
another piece you want. You do? Okay.
Yes.
We'll actually bring you back the second round.
Okay.
All right, everybody, that was Anthony Tyus, T-Y-U-S, the poet. All right, I got a 252-214 on the line. What's up, what's up? This is Trina. 252-214. Just want to speak and say
hey,
what's
up.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, Trina. How are you? This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Uh-oh, you ready to spit again tonight?
Actually, I do have one.
All right.
Okay. I was debating whether to do one or the other, and so I'm going to do one that was requested for me to do. So this is called The Greatest Gift is Life. The greatest gift ever given would be life, because no matter how many times you made mistakes, no matter how many times you've acted out foolishly towards someone, no matter how many times you let your pride get in the way of helping others, no matter how many times the thought of suicide crossed your mind, but you were strong enough not to do it, no matter how many times you were strung out on drugs, no matter how many times you overdosed and no one knew it but God, no matter how many times you rejected God's calling upon your life, no matter how many times you've been stayed locked up, whether in prison, your home, your mind, because freedom was never defined, you still have another chance at life to reconstruct and think positive decisions from this day forth for you, but also for the lives of others. Eyes are watching and people do judge, though they shouldn't, but they're not living your life. You're living your own life, and how you live it is totally up to you. However, life is only given once, so cherish it. Start making wiser and better decisions while you still have life in you, because you never know when your last breath is taken.
Wow, that was powerful. You better keep writing, girl. I need
glory
to hear that tonight. You said, well, amen. That's right. Well, can you tell everybody how they can link up with you just in case somebody wants to hire you for, you know, to come perform or at their church or wherever?
I did have a Facebook. You know, I'm pretty much inspired to reopen another Facebook page so people can get a chance to reach me through that. But I do have a Gmail account, Shell, C-H-E-L-L-E, Jessica341@gmail.com. You can reach me there. I do inspirations. I do poetry. I just love to inspire people and encourage others.
Gotcha. All right, and keep doing it. Don't stop. We appreciate you calling in. And if you have another one, I'll be doing the second round. After the second round, we'll come right back.
Okay.
All right, thanks, lady. All right, I got a 910 on the line. 910-650. What's up? This is China. Just want to speak. If you don't want to say anything, what I'll do is I'll put you back on mute, and we'll slide to the next track. Just want to check one more time, 910. All right, everybody. So what I'm going to do is slide into the second round of Lyrical Cypher, but I also have to tell you guys about different things that we have going on and different businesses that I want to promote as well. So it, also, if you have a business, let me know so we can promote your business as well. I want to give a big shout-out to Zion Promotions for us coming together collectively to do a Stop the Violence event. It is a Stop the Violence show. We're going to have some really good artists coming down. We got international artists coming, Desana Hanu, Carlos Robinson, George Amin. We got Truth going to be in the building, Chamber 7. We got so many different artists. Voice is going to be in the building, Inkstress, the band, which is Illusions Band, going to be in the building. We're going to do an update. It's called Days Fontana. We do bookings, the whole nine, so please check us out. We're going to have food. The show, the tickets are $15. You can actually go on Eventbee and type in Illusions and Zion Promotion Self-Destruction. You can get your tickets for $15, or you can get your tickets from me or Lester in person. Just hit us up and let us know. We'll get your tickets to you. They're $15, but if you wait and on April 30th, it's going to be $20 at the door. So this is a show you don't want to miss. I hope you guys can come. Please spread the word. It's on Facebook, Illusions and Zion Promotions, Self-Destruction. And we got some surprises that you guys do not want to go without. And you'll also be hearing this on the radio very soon, KISS 102, 95.5, some everything. So please, please, please spread the word and come and help us change the world. Little by little, it takes one. If we can touch one, I've done my job. I want to keep right on moving, save some lives, and encourage positivity. That's what we want to do. So I'm going to slide into the second round of the Lyrical Cypher with some Tim Jackson.
All right.
No more wondering where you are and if you are alone. Nothing. It's time to let go. No more pondering if I'm a star. I gotta take control. Nothing.
I think these streets and I've been spending time together just a little bit too much. I think I can still be a righteous man because I think I still feel heaven's touch. I think I have smoked weed too much. And I'm not saying that I think smoking weed is devilish. It's just I've been smoking daily and doing it for a long time. And ain't no telling when I'ma quit. So I think I'ma start to let the weed go. I think I wanna sit on my back porch and watch the grass and trees grow. I think I wanna meet me a woman so I can sit back and watch my seeds grow. But I think in order for that to happen, I think a wife is what I need, though. And I think I'ma work towards that, and I think I'm gonna be just a little bit celibate now. Cause I think having all this sex without making a right regeneration is really making sex irrelevant now.
It's time to let go. No more wondering where you are and if you are.
And I think as I let the women go, I will begin to see that they're just a little bit too hot and they need to cool off. And I think I'ma concentrate on this poetry shit so I can continuously rip the roof off. And I think as I rip the roof off, you gon' look to the sky and ask God to show his face. not knowing that his spirit is all inside of me, right on this stage, right in front of your face. I think that's why I came to this place. And I think I'ma take my footsteps out the paths of men. Cause sometimes I think following the wrong men only leads to more and more sin. Damn, I think I've been born again. So I think it's time that I let the cigarettes go. I think I'm gonna replace the cigarettes with a prayer so I can subconsciously let this stress go. But I think I know that life is gonna give me tests though. But I think I'm gonna pass the test and I think I'm gonna take a stand and demand that my people make a change. Cause although I think we're coming up, I think we still do things that cause our own pain. So I think I'm gonna pray for rain. And I think I'm gonna pray that it rains so hard and wash away all the tears of every man, every woman, every child that they have felt throughout their years. I think I've been sent to help my peers. And I think I'm so sick of this sinful land that we do call home. I think the righteous people should really separate, because I think with God we can make it on our own. And no, I didn't go to the Million Man March, cause even then I thought it was the white man that needed to atone. And I think if we really work hard, we can turn some of these broken houses into a happy home. And yes, I do think for myself, and these are my thoughts alone. But I'm starting to think if I can get a million young children to start to think like me, go deep within themselves subconsciously and make a spiritual change like me, then I think we all can see how beautiful life for everybody can really be. So a man thinking, so is he.
And I think it's time to let go. No more wondering where you
Marcus
are. And if you are alone,
Dark Matter Music, Tim Jackson, Soul Redemption Inc.
2011, and beyond. I'm a soul, I gotta take control, and I think. All I need is one mic, that's all I need, yeah, that's all I need, yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic is all I need, yeah, that's all I need. Yo, all I need is one mic, one verse, one ticket to no hurts. This is the first, no time to rehearse, time to discuss obsolete trash, cause cops will meet, like why stop, they will not defeat. This is the ill nation, we all under one, living with construction, the job's never done. Should've been destruction, but it's self-serve, precipitation on the road is a curve. I'm an innocent bystander, I heard a couple shots, young kids break glass with a couple rocks, a couple misdemeanors and felonies. As a kid, never listen what the Lord's telling me, forward it to the point where you can't stand it. Old folks know the past cause they can't plan it, everybody know your bank cause they done ran it. You was rough starting out so you got standing, streets is no joke, I wouldn't know though. That's why I hop on trains like hobo, you got a short life but death, no hesitation. One mic, that's all I need, yeah, that's all I need. Yo, all I need is one mic, one mic, it's all I need, yeah, that's all I need. All I need is one mic, it's all I need, yeah, that's all I need. Yo, all I need is one mic, it's all I need, yeah, that's all I need. Yeah, everybody got a voice, everybody got a tone, everybody got a choice, I'ma put it in a song. All I need is one mic at one time, superstar, I shine. Everybody think I'm blind, but they really going blind. My future is bright, it ain't the brightest, the producers got the magic touch. It ain't the mind, it's flipping pages through my notebook. I'm catching all the writers, I can't help it when it comes to my head, I gotta write it. Yeah, the inner sanctum, it's yourself. Personality is the wealth, mentality is the stealth.
In reality, you're the help, cause in the end there was no one left. Why should I have to set my words up for the nerd bus? Everybody gotta eat, but where was your lunch? Time on my hands right now, it's a short crust. High off life, so when I eat, it's a world must. Spit it, I get it, I reach it, and then I'm on. I make it, then you pick it and take it when I'm gone. We all got a battle with life, I need one fight, but I got a story to tell, so give me one mic.
One mic. This all I need, yeah. This all I need, yo. All I need is one mic. One mic, it's all I need, yeah. This all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic, it's all I need, yeah. This all I need, yo. All I need is one mic. One mic, it's all I need, yeah. That's all I need.
There's a man in a Technicolor dream coat sitting on a street corner named Desire outside of a local laundromat. He has a cardboard sign that reads before and after, plays a banjo covered in superhero band-aids. His once full head of hair is now broken homes and bulimia, tatted rainforest along his cheek, eyes Caribbean blue, skin commercial beach. You would think him all of society's transgressions till you see him smile all Sunday choir robe clean. He speaks in staccato, lips like the Nicholas Brothers. The words he offers are a stormy weather dance scene, statements in syncopation to the fleeting optimism in my spirit. I want to give him a couple of dollars. He wants to give me a couple pieces of advice. I figure it's a fair trade. I've bartered my time for worse. I expect the story. What I get is a revelation. He asks what I do. I say that I'm a poet. He looks up at me with a sly grin, then gets up like Suleiman rising from the throne of a collapsing empire in Constantinople, plants Clarence Thomas and Marion Barry in front of me, looks me in the eyes, pulls a plastic flower from the noose holding his black pants up, and hands it to me. Some say they want their roses while they can still smell them. But if it's fake, it's sort of like intention with no fruition, like a dream with no ambition. What good is appreciation if it's not real? But then again, sitcoms have laugh tracks. After enough episodes, do you wonder if you're really funny or feel confident knowing that there will always be laughter? His fingers dance, hands like Temptations and the Spinners. I watched David Ruffin try to keep the steps and knew his left forefinger had been broken before, like it had grown tired of the truth, the ability to point out mistakes. He reached into his coat pocket, put out an old watch, covered in forgotten currency, 14 karat with a broken jaw, sunburnt, hands stuck in an empty embrace. He handed it to me. We have all had our face cracked, embarrassed, ashamed, found ourselves out of energy, had our reputation tarnished by bad decisions, stuck in time unable to tell that things have changed, but we are made of valuable material, and twice a day we are perfect, so there's always hope. So I'm standing there, holding a false promise and a lost opportunity, with a look on my face as blank as Herman Cain's NAACP application, watching this old man laugh like juke joint scamps playing a jug band rendition of Ragtime in his belly. I'm so confused, yet so aware. I can't give them back, but I can. I didn't, but I did. He knows that. Knows that it's too late for returns. No refunds or exchanges. These symbols have already been used. The composition was already being written. He turned and walked back to the bench, raised an alto in the air, saying, "I'll be right here. I'll be right here," in a sarcastic tone. And as I walked away, I realized he was just confirming our appointment for me to return with this poem, leaving me to debate which one of us actually wrote it.
Even misery loves enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Crackheads gather in packs, packing pipes to puff the magic hard white devil destruction who makes teeth and beauty disappear into thin. Heirs to thrones abandoned like African language and culture in predominantly African areas of the earth. Nigerian youth forsake Nigerian roots to plant family trees in American soil. Alongside the seeds of despair and toil, they are running from our history. We are running from their future. We have no present, share no connection. A kingdom of divided people falling for everything that glitters and flickers. Gets less than 20 miles per gallon and flashes moving pictures so bright
as the call shooting blindness. Bullets flying on semi-automatic pilot, parting potential community pillars like the Red Seeing. Christ's words reading, Luke 6:39 about the blind leading, rhymes bleeding a sacrifice. In the year of the Patriot Act can get you life behind bars, rap stars write prison sentences, within record labels fronting freedom by the decibel, using perks to persuade overlooking the decimals and commas and karma, save whatever sells, records and souls. The murders in your mouth may come back to haunt, but the cars driven and jewels you flaunt like garlic and crucifixes to vampire spirits that don't believe in God or flavor. All of this music tastes the same, like licking razor blades taste the pain. In the whispers of breaking hearts gathering around poetry for the right to heal assaulted wounds, but all they see are walking dead and all they hear are talking tombs. Relationships sail full speed into icebergs. Great expectations sink to record depth. The wax flirtation of an art form. My serious contemplation of leaving the stage. And my hair on a barbershop floor in the corner of a yesterday. Taking my tears from the shelf. Breaking the levees in my eyes. The business of art I have allowed to cover my temple's interior with drought and famine. Thirst and hunger for the movement of units. My life is a sales pitch. And then you buy, if I woo you, into the belief that words spoken in the spirit of truth changes minds, as a man thinketh. Soothing music can coat the inside with inspiration to a soul on the brink of decision, needing an ounce of encouragement to climb out of that valley. And I've been to the mountaintop, seeing this earth outside the dark. The spirit won't agree with me walking away from ears, hearing no love, no light, no life worth living. Won't agree with me sharing my strength and struggle to persevere over satanic intent, even misery. Love's enough to accompany the suffering kind through antagonistic time toward healing. Are we not more than misery?
Everybody, I hope you guys enjoyed the second round of the Lyrical Cypher. I know I have. I'm actually going to open up the open mic line one more time for anybody who wants to spit. Going to check with Michelle. What's up, Michelle?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
How are you liking the show?
I'm loving it. I'm enjoying it. It's very inspirational. I love it. It's,
thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
We do appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to it. What were you about to say?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't hear you. What were you saying?
Oh, I was about to say, yeah, I do have one. I do have one more that I like to share.
All right. Let's go.
Okay, it's called I Rise. I rise because I stand for what I believe. I rise for the sake of those in need. I rise for as many who wishes to stand with me, to pick up their pieces and fight for their liberty. I rise because I can relate. I was once there, now restored, it's never too late. I rise and will be that voice for you. I will share your story of how you made it through. For every storm you faced, you thought you faced it alone. You should have been dead, so they say, long gone. But faith has kept you, your testimony replied. Despite those endless moments growing weary from time to time, and with help from God, you were not alone. For every trial you faced, he's given you a new song. And so I rise. I refuse to mistreat, label, and judge. For it's not my place to be the one to budge. I just want to help, be supportive, even though I may not fully understand. All it's only right that I remove myself from arrogance and walk accordingly to God's plan. Let's rise together.
I love that. It's time for your book to come out, lady.
That's going on. I'm trying to go that route. I'm really trying to go that route.
And you can just keep writing, and I will give everybody, including you, this site, Create Space. It's actually the publisher for it's Amazon's publisher, and they'll walk you right on through everything you need to do to get your book published by Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. My book was published through Amazon, and Actually, it's in libraries, and I'm very thankful. You know, so you can do it. Just don't stop.
All right.
All right, everybody. That was Michelle Daniels, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, lady. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. I got some more people on the line I want to check with. We got Truth. What's up, Truth?
What's up?
Not much. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's get it.
Hey,
oh,
let me say something.
I got some on the line that you might want to speak to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just happened to see the number pop up. Ill Will in the building.
Oh, man, what's up? What's up? How you doing?
What's up, Ill Will?
Oh, Truth, what's up, man?
What's going on with you, man? I got to hit you after the show, man.
All right,
no
problem,
man. Yeah, I might want to connect. That's why I did that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Don't let me in,
Truth.
All right, let's hear the truth. All right, okay. Let me say so, Michelle Daniels. I could relate to her that piece she just did. Like
mm-hmm.
I feel every word, and I could really relate to what she said. You know, so
let me
I feel
on
a lot of
for a second.
Huh?
Hold on, Michelle.
Yes,
I just wanted to turn the line so he wanted to pay homage to you.
Yes, Michelle. Okay. I really felt that piece. You know, I could really relate to that. You know. I just overcome a great tragic accident that nearly took my life. Not just the accident, but the broken neck and also the sweat, you know, the fluid on my brain, the brain injury. So, you know, that piece you did, I could relate to that within that aspect, and I really appreciate that.
Well, you're absolutely welcome. You're absolutely welcome.
Thank you.
No way.
Thank you.
See, I told you guys, you never know what you got to say. It might be something somebody needs to hear. Right, everybody. Truth. Let us know what you got to say tonight.
Okay. You see, my situation, caution. Love and greatness and purification. No fornication. Not dead man's words. But see, my words can purify a great man's soul. Understand that these things will make you whole. You see, this is the road that I travel because it's inspiring for great man's inspiration. Great man's duration. Tell a great test of time for time by my side. I continue to live on because I'm a prophecy, prophetically speaking. Great words are coming with great man's theses, metaphorically always symbolic to great things are similar. These are things I'm loving because Jesus continues to guide me. My Messiah, yeah, he carries me higher. Great man is this dead man, this truth man, no lie. I can always continue to understand. See, then you catch the memo or my flyer. See, I'm a great man in the midst, like a lion in the jungle, never falling to a dead man's situation. No catastrophic demise or great things come against me, but see, but truth continue to dwell within me. This is my thesis, and I'm always metaphorically speaking. Don't get it twisted. See, my mind is well and great, even though I almost became a dead man's entity situation. The dead man tried to become of me, trying to take my soul, rob, kill, and destroy me, but see, I'm still made whole. And these are the words of the great man written from a book, a page that I've developed by index and great groceries. Understand that there's no fake ones in me. Like I said, symbolically and metaphorically speaking, a prophecy, prophetically speaking, hear me roar, truth, rah.
You better get it.
I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, man. Everybody, that's Truth in the building. All right. We got a 919 on the line, 919-344.
Hey, this is Anthony and the Poetess again.
What's up, Poetess? You got something for us?
Yes, this one's entitled Liberty Unto All. What this is about is talks about the state of where our country is right now as far as liberty and how it's really like an invasive way of life and value anymore because of so much violence and racial indiscretion, the stories you're about police and just what's been going on. And there's just been so much injustice. So this is like a message politically, kind of like a spoken word freestyle rap a little bit, that kind of just addresses why we need justice and why we need liberty back again. citizens entitled liberty unto all. In Philly 1776, our freedom bell rang. Even we were a diamond, even the rebels couldn't touch. They hollered in defeat with their infamous yells, claps, screams, hymns, and leaps for joy. They sang, ring, 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 did that liberty bell ring. New beginnings were born, a pursuit of happiness I thought was the new slang. Liberty, 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 called. On your back, America, you hauled. Your voice yelled victory for us all, so loudly left cracks to remind us of the formal bondage we knew from behind. It was supposed to be declared for all, yet our actions to live remain flawed. The declaration is just dissolved. Our independence is just a veil to dependence. Unity, love, and honor cloak behind separation. I remember the time everyone held hands, when hugs and kisses and togetherness didn't feel bland. The place where the melting pot made a stand. Diversity and differences by royalty we often understand. Hope, successes, richness, prosperity, charity play like one band. Now unto all, seldom seems to find its place. The riots, brokenness, race, problem, hate, the lace. Liberty unto all is filled with malice and suffering. Justice is losing pace, suffering like a streaming video ready to play over and over. Chasing, 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 it seems we'll never hang again our embrace. For God, again, to be our trust so we can end this turbulent race. Year he, year he, year he, America. Will we again be safe from this marred face? From the wretched ugliness like Wednesday and Pugly Adams on their worst day. Even the parents couldn't steal their beauty with the kiss from the impacting punches that destroyed peace in the worst way. Today it's time for retribution, a solution to come to fix our institutions, cohesion. Let's stop the politics. Let me turn the volume on this. That's the real distractions around problems. Shouldn't be our bliss. Treason, 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 I say it's a shame. No longer do we have anyone to blame. Liberty, 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 you came. Instead we blemished your profound name. Now all things can't remain all the same. America, we need repair. I can't stand the stare of despair. Darkness can't be anymore a beckoning glare. The proclamation rejoicing will shine somewhere. The church is shaking to bring out the fruit of every good measure. The church has long been settled on a perch. Anglo-Orthodox religion causes dissension. We, the kingdom, need to carry oneness to a brighter dimension. Freedom, freedom, please ring again. Your singing has taught us too much on how to win.
Wow. I'm going to encourage you, Paul, just to keep right on writing. You are powerful and a very deep thinker, and you get to the heart of it. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. You're welcome. We thank you. Everybody, this is the Poesis. Check them out. Anthony Tyus, T-Y-U-S, on Facebook, LinkedIn. Check them out on Instagram, the whole nine. Just check. He's doing his thing. All right. I got a J.D., the Boom Boom Woman in the building. What's up, J.D.?
All right.
Not much.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Enjoying the show and enjoying all the talent that we have.
Oh, yes. There's a whole bunch of talent out there. And there's a lot of people out there writing. They just write and don't realize that there's a venue out there that can cater to what they're writing.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't know we have two different ways that you can do this. You can do it both ways. You can do it with the Lyrical Cypher and Illusions. It's all together. It's all under Illusions umbrella. You can do this. You can get prepared on the radio show, and you can actually get on the stage at Illusions in person. All right. So you got something for us tonight? I know you did one earlier, but I didn't know if you had another one.
That's it for me right now.
All right. Well, we let her know earlier. We got some new people on the line. How they can link up with you. That's Jimmy Dudley and the Boom Boom Room, right?
Right.
All right. Everybody, that was Jimmy Dudley. We appreciate you pushing the Lyrical Cypher really hard. For anybody, please share the event on your page. And that is Illusions and Zion Promotions Self-Destruction. It's $15 in advance. You can get it online at Event B. Type in Illusions and Zion Promotions Self-Destruction. or you can get them in person from me. I'm Clavette Roberts, also known as Channel with a Y. Just link it with me, and I will get those tickets to you. And also, Lester Howard, you can check him out, too. He's on Facebook as well. And you can check out my different pages that I have. Like I say, I'm the founder and CEO of Illusion. Also, the founder and CEO of Lyrical Cypher. Got a couple other businesses. I also have my own clothing line, my jewelry line. It's called Truth Hurts. We make custom designs only. And so basically, it'll be a one-handed quitter for you. Whatever it is that you like, we will make that for you. And there will never be another replica. So just let us know, and we'll make it happen. And I'm looking forward to this summer, my first fashion show. So I hope you guys can be there. All right. Gonna check out with, oh, also, Saturday, April 30th, Ill Will will be our host. I am looking forward to this. This dude is phenomenal. I had a chance to witness him in action on stage. I have never seen anything like it. I just got to put it out there. Like, I got to get him on the line, but I got to talk about him for a minute before I get him on the line. This guy, his stage presence was amazing. You can tell God is working in and through him in every way possible. I've never seen anybody perform like, I mean, like, I've seen people with great performances, but his performances, you can tell it had nothing but God all in it. I honestly have never seen anybody change clothes on stage that quick and still stay in the same flow, on beat, on cue, just keeping the crowd alive and just rolling. I gotta give a big ups to Ill Will. What's up, Ill Will?
What's up?
Yo, I ain't never seen nothing like it. Now, I knew. Now, I pay attention. I'm very observant. And I saw that you had some clothes on stage. So I thought, okay, why he has clothes on stage? But I ain't gonna say nothing about that. I was like, okay, you do your thing. And you changed clothes so quick. I was like, hold on. I'm not going to tell them what you put on because you might do something like that at Illusions, you know, as I am promotions, you know, event. But it was so freaking fly. I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know, I'm always willing. I have a willingness to learn. And you taught me some stuff about stage presence. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, me scratching my head.
Let me first say, I can't take all credit, man. That's my mom, man. She gave me ideas because, man, I'm going to tell you anyway. I got like a custom Adidas tank top, and I got it custom made or whatever. And I already knew I was going to do my Run DMC tribute track with my Adidas. I knew I was going to perform it. And she said, man, you ought to change clothes or something like that. She said it once. So the whole week I'm just brainstorming like, man, how I'm going to do this. I got to do it. I said, all right, watch. I said, I can't tell nobody else about it, but watch how I do it. And luckily it's on video, so everybody check it out live.
I'm glad you definitely came. Yeah, like, I can't wait to see it again because it was just like, I was just so amazed. My mouth dropped like, no, he didn't. And it was on point. You had me looking for the Adidas coat. Like, I've been online, like, okay, how can I get me an Adidas coat like that? I'm already looking for my Letterman jacket for the show, and I was like, I can't find nothing like that. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, man. It was definitely just huge and major for me, and I already knew of how I wanted it to be, and everything you got in experience is just a plus of what you received from it, because I already received double that just by getting on stage.
Exactly.
But it was wonderful.
It was. Everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. And one thing I learned is, like, and this is for anybody, one monkey don't stop no show. And the show must go on, and that's my mentality. And I keep rolling with that. And that's what I saw you do. Because no matter what adversity came your way, you remain calm.
Oh, yeah.
I remember talking to you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I really think I am a firm glass half full person, man. Sometimes I just see it's really no need to stress over something, you know, even though we're all human. But I see there's no need to stress over some things, man, because if you know how much your storm is right now, man, you got to just be strong enough to say, dang, look at this blessing coming my way. And I didn't even realize that I didn't give him the devil power. It was him trying to mess up my set at the beginning because played. But I realized as soon as my music played, you know, all my close friends, all my old friends, everybody was texting me saying I'm going to be late. But that whole time the music wouldn't play, as soon as my music played was the exact time everyone started coming in telling me they thought that was going to be late. So it just never fazed me. I said, the show will go on no matter what.
Amen. You gave me the chills. That's what I told your grandmother. I said, it's going to happen in God's time, and it's not going to happen because, you know, saying so, you know, there were different people kind of fading and walking away. I said, oh, no, they're going to come. It's going to be like the Field of Dreams. And your grandmother just kind of tapped me afterwards. Oh, she's like, how did you know? I said, I've done this for years, and I've seen, like, every single show, I promise you, it doesn't matter if it's at Illusions, if it's a Lyrical Cypher. Tonight, I couldn't get on. Everybody else had already called in. I couldn't even get on. But things happen. But I know it's going to be beautiful. Like, I know it's going to be a blessing behind it. It's always a blessing behind it, but every time there's always an obstacle. But I've learned not to give up, not to let that thing shake me. In the beginning, I didn't see it. I didn't know. I was new to all of this. But now I see when this happens, oh, it's about to be the bomb.
Right.
I mean, I had so many obstacles for my anniversary show, and you saw how it turned out. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
I had no idea. but please, everybody, check out Ill Will. This is a guy you want to know. He is, you about to blow up. You already blew up, and it's time for the world to know you blew up already. You blew up before you blew up.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. My next obstacle is this hosting gig, man. I'm not nervous. I'm just like, man, I got this hosting coming up. I ain't hosted before. But like
you
said,
it's a
why not me thing. If I can be on stage, I can do it. So we're going to be around great talent and loved ones. So everything's going to be great.
Exactly. And I was going to say this to you about the hosting thing. And this is something that Hana Hano helped me with. He said, when you're on stage, and this is for everybody that's listening, when you're on stage, we're in your living room. So are you hosting? Are you performing? You let me come in your house. I don't know what I don't know what goes on in your house, but you got to show me.
Mm.
So that's what
I
do when I'm hosting. Like they're in your stage. They have no idea what you're going to say, but it is waiting on you.
All right, I'm just waiting on the 30th there.
There you go. That's right. It made it feel better, didn't it? When he told me that, I was like, what? He was like, yeah, it's just like kicking your shoes off and telling everybody to get comfortable. We got to have a good time.
I've
learned
that. I'm ready.
Yeah. That's right. It's already done. All right. Do you want to spit something tonight?
I want to spit something. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Let me spit something. I don't ever spit nothing up here. I got a poem. Listen. I say, yeah, I know it's been a while, but I'm still here. See, it's all about the music, but I'll give you something to hear. Or should I say listen, because you really need to listen up. See, I've been quiet for a while because I'm fixing up. There's more music and more videos. See, I'm sick and tired of the handouts and the gimme those. Said you're looking for fame, but you're looking pitiful. So you're attracted to the assets, and they say what you're headed for. So tell me why you hate it, I'll tell you why you hate it. I can't tell you what I'm making, but I'll tell you what I'm making. Confused on life because you're still contemplating. My focus is more important. Like breakfast is bread and bacon. You're texting instead of waiting. I'm healthy but living dirty. The illest if you ain't heard me. I had to switch my style up, so now I'm getting wordy. I've been smart. Head in the books, so call me nerdy. What you sitting for? Instead of the looks, you're looking curvy. Shout out to the G, because gripping is where it's at. Ever since 99 to now, that's where it's at. That's the family town with memories that we have. And we all come together because we know about that shad. So I conclude with something that I refuse. This is a freestyle for credit just to include. No debit for the untrue because I need to do it one way. So I had to make this freestyle on a Monday. Yeah, well, I'm surprised I remember that.
That's what's up. We appreciate that. Can you let everybody know how they can get up with you just in case somebody wants to hire you, bring your church, wherever, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know how they can link up with you.
I will keep it simple, and you can just reach me on my website at illwillnation.com. My Facebook is up there, but I'm Ill Will the Illest on Facebook. and email and everything else is right there, illwillnation.com. But to make it even quicker, April 30th, Zion and Illusions at the Arts Council in Kinston, Self-Destruction, a major moment that we all have to come together, artists unite to, you know, make a difference and be a stepping stone and really use our platforms for the good, along with China.
That's what's up. Everybody, ill will. My spiritual brother in the building. Let's get it. All right, we got one more on the line. Want to check and see, just give you a shout out. 910 on the line. What's up, what's up? That 910. All right. Just want to say what's up. Shout out to 910-252, the 919s we got on the line. We got some 414s on the line. I just appreciate all of you guys calling in. Everybody who's listening via web, I can't see you, but I want to thank you because I know you guys have been listening, and it shows in the stats, and we'll continue to grow. So I appreciate you. I know we've branched off and kind of doing our own thing, and we're under, like I say, Illusions with Political Factor. But I just want to thank you all for everything you do. Keep writing, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Whatever your gifts are, whether you're not a writer or not, if you're a singer, I ask singers, rappers, just call in, send me your tracks, lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Please check it out. In April 30th, clear your schedules, because this is going to be a moment you do not want to miss. Artists are uniting together to make a wonderful event come together for, you know, just trying to talk about the awareness of stopping the violence. And we need your help. We can't do it without you. And we all are dealing with this in our communities. It's not just Kinston. And I'm hearing a lot of people saying that they're afraid to come to Kinston. We're still here. I'm still here. I live right here in Kinston. And, I mean, violence and everything is everywhere. But we have to do something about it. You know, I know we can't stop it all, but we can do what we can to create awareness, to put out that positive energy, and let people know that we're here. Some people just need somebody to talk to. A lot of people need somebody to vent to. A lot of people don't have a safe haven, and we could be that safe haven in a different way. So I was just praying for the day that my facility, I want my own version of Juilliard, for people to come and just tap into your gifts. So I'm praying that that happens so they'll have a home to call home that's safe, and they can create, you know, what they were born to do. So, again, I thank you all for calling into the Lyrical Cypher. We do this on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. Please share with your friends, family, strangers, whomever, and let me know different businesses. Please send me your tracks. If you have any commercials, send those to me so I can put them in my, put it in my tracks so we can just keep that rotation going. I bid you all a good night. Be blessed. And I'll see you on Tuesday night. Good night.